The recommendations of the trade group are already current practice in many Wisconsin schools. Generally, there's no soda at the elementary level and limited access in middle schools. The American Beverage Association suggests no-calorie soft drinks and low-calorie juice replace some regular sugared soda. A nutrition consultant for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says diet soda may not make kids fat, but Julie Allington questions whether it's healthy.
If it's very limited in a person's diet, it may be okay, but we're looking at teaching kids what is healthy eating.
Many schools sell milk in vending machines. The Beverage Association supports this, but doesn't want soda eliminated. Schools which get federal money for their lunch programs have limits when they can offer soda and snacks. For instance, vending machines cannot be on in the lunchroom when meals are served. The federal government's also taking other steps to curb childhood obesity. Allington says a new rule requires schools to have a wellness policy by next year.
They have to be promoting nutrition education and physical activity. There has to be monitoring of the policy at the local level. It has to be developed by a local coalition.
The Centers for Disease Control estimates that 9 million school children are overweight. The agency says the number of overweight adolescents has tripled since 1980. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.